Chapter 16. Through the broken railings, I can see the back of my house on the other side of the railway line, the white canvas of the budget gazebo flapping through a gap in the fence. I'm back on the other side of the railway bridge as Lily runs home, and I know what happens next. I can feel the warmth of the metal railing under my fingers as I rest my hand against the fence, but as I scream at myself to turn around, my mind doesn't seem to be listening. It's like I'm trapped inside my own head, powerless to act as I glance down at my watch and then squeeze through the railings. Sacks of gravel are piled up immediately in front of me, but my feet seem to know the path they want to follow, skirting around the edge of the sacks as I silently scream at them to stop. I don't know what's happening to me. When I stepped into the singularity, I thought I'd find oblivion. I should have been crushed by the weight of gravity, my body stretched and spaghettified as I was sucked into the black hole. Instead, it's brought me back here to the moment of my death. My mind recoils in fear. Is the infinity at the heart of a black hole going to make me relive this again and again and again? Loose stones crunch under my trainers as I walk across the tracks. I'm nearly a third of the way there now, my eyes fixed straight ahead as I send desperate signals to my brain to stop. It's like I'm a passenger in my own body, strapped into the child seat in the back, unable to grab hold of the wheel as the driver accelerates towards the crash barrier at full speed. Ahead of me, the steel rails gleam under the summer sunshine. Around my wrist, the ribbons of the balloons are slick with sweat, and I know what comes next. I tense myself, waiting for the inevitable explosion when the balloon touches the power line overhead. Then I hear a shout from directly behind me, my sister's voice raised in an anguished scream. Maisie! Turning round, I see Lily, her face ash white as she grabs hold of my hand. With a single action, she rips the ribbons from my wrist, letting these go as the balloons float up into the sky. Looking up, I see an arc of electricity shoot out from the power line, zapping the gold balloon. A blinding flash so bright that it hurts my eyes. Bang! The sound of this explosion seems to jolt my mind back into my body. Raising my hand to shield my eyes, I watch as a gentle rain of shredded aluminium foil falls from the sky. Some of these scraps are still burning, shining like embers as, above the power lines, the surviving red balloon soars up into the open sky. What are you doing? Lily shouts, shaking me hard. That could have been you! I stared dumbfounded at my sister, her face unlined with age. She's 15 again, and I'm still alive. Lily looks at me, her anger incandescent. Then we both burst into tears. Lily wraps her arms around me, hugging me tight. I hug her back, burying my face in her hair. Sweat sticks it to my cheek, but I just don't care. I'm sorry, Maisie, Lily sobs. I should never have run off without ye. Don't be silly, I tell her, unable to believe that I'm able to hold my sister again. I'm the stupid one. I don't know what I was thinking trying to get across the tracks. I just wanted to beat you back home. These final words dissolve into sobs as Lily gently shushes my tears. We hold each other tightly, clinging on as the world spins at nearly 1,000 kilometers per hour. Don't tell Mum and Dad what just happened, Lily says finally, her voice hot in my ear. They'd kill me if they knew that I'd left you on your own. I shake my head, unable to stop a nervous giggle from escaping from my lips. I think they'd kill me too. Lily snorts in reply, and before I know it, we're both laughing, a wave of hysteria overtaking us that slowly wipes our tears away. Finally letting go of the hug, we stand there for a moment. Another secret shared, bringing us closer together. The sun is shining down overhead, our shadows truncated as they stretch across the loose stones. Then Lily casts a nervous glance at the tracks. Come on, she says, looping her arm around my shoulder. Let's go home. We start to walk back towards the fence, sunlight bathing the broken railings in golden light. Scientists don't know what happens at the heart of a black hole. When I stepped into the singularity, the laws of physics, as we know them, broke down. The Big Bang theory says that our universe began as an infinitely small point, containing an infinitely huge amount of matter, just like the singularity at the heart of a black hole. Maybe that's all our universe is, a tiny speck inside another black hole. From the outside, our universe might look infinitely small, but from the inside, it would look infinite. Maybe that's where I am now. As we squeeze through the railing and start to walk back over the bridge, I think about what this means. Lily is right by my side, the plastic bag with the party plate swinging between us. As we near the top of the bridge, I can see the back of our house, The gazebo is standing proudly in the back garden, ready for my birthday party, and through the patio doors, I can see Mum and Dad in the kitchen. The reality is our universe is made up of elementary particles. Everything that exists is built from these smallest building blocks. Mum, Dad, Lily and I are just electrons and quarks stuck together with the help of gluons and photons. But when you get down to these tiny particles and look even closer, all you find is numbers. This is why scientists have to be super good at maths. The universe is built out of numbers. I don't know if I'm still inside the computer-generated reality that Lily built for me, but some scientists think that our universe might just be a hologram. According to Mrs. Bradbury, these scientists think that zeros and ones are the only things that are really real. Lily squeezes my hand as we cross the bridge. I look up at my sister and smile. I can hear the birds singing in the trees and feel the sunshine on my skin as we walk together hand in hand. I don't know what's really real, but then nobody does. All I know is, I'm 10 years old, and I'm walking home with my big sister to get ready for my birthday party. And it's going to be the best day ever.